ナモミョウホレンゲイキョウ、ナモミョウホレンゲイキョウ、ナモミョウホレンゲイキョウ。Hello friends, thank you for being here. I hope this finds you in good health and circumstances. We're starting chapter 22. And once again, this is one of those chapters, and there are quite some adamant arguments from those that believe that this is actually where the Lotus Sutra ends. And it makes sense, being as this is a pretty flushed out, if you will, chapter of the final entrustment. This is where, Shakyamuni basically says, this is yours, do it. So it's a short one. I can see where some would say, well, this is where he sends off his students into the bright new world of self-enlightenment in this lifetime. But no, I think the chapters afterward are further guidance on your experience and practice as you course in the world as a Lotus Bodhisattva. So in that way, they're kind of essential, yeah? And don't just... Shakyamuni never in any of his teachings just abruptly said, okay, yan yon, yo yo, right? That's something I made up a long time ago. You may not have heard me say that before. There was a period of time where you only live once, YOLO was a big thing, and I made fun of it by saying, yo yo, you're on your own. Ha ha ha, I'm such a comedian. All right, chapter 22, the final entrustment. So now we've gone through this whole lotus so far with giving an ultimatum to the lesser vehicles, the people who have been practicing and hanging on to these traditions of multiple lifetimes, reincarnation, nirvana, provisional nirvana, not a full nirvana. And so in the lotus, Shakyamuni says, okay, put my foot down. This is what I've been trying to teach from the beginning. Now, no more excuses. This is about achieving enlightenment in this lifetime. That was the whole purpose. I basically tortured himself following every kind of religious leader, Brahmin, trying to find this way that humans could just live a full life, fully expressed life, without the limitations of the sufferings and pains and anxiety and worries. I mean, what's the point? Live what there is to live. If there are impediments, they're just impediments. Don't invest in them, right? As Nichiren said, suffer what there is to suffer, but, enjoy what there is to enjoy. Right? People get mired in their anxiety and suffering because of their attachments, their possessions, their ownership. Their identity becomes inextricable from the worries about stuff. And this is exactly why you don't go to your mandala and chant for things. That's the very thing that you're trying to get away from. Organizations that teach that are so anti-Buddhist. It's lamentable, but it's insulting. Right? Buddhism is about freeing yourself from things. So now he's taken everyone, broken the glass on that, starting with his most erudite student, Shariputra, and then through the rest of the entire assembly, which is all sentient minds to this day. That's why we're in there, bodhisattvas from beneath the Saha world, yes? We're the future. Well, we're here. Nichiren identifies that clearly. He says, this is the way we need to practice today because there's so many distractions and divisiveness and so forth. We need something to practiced this Lotus Sutra with immediacy. He even made us a perfect mandala of the ceremony in the air so that we could feel a part of the teaching of this lotus, the critical part of the teaching of this lotus teaching. And by invoking this law, this engine of life, simply invoking our Buddha-ness, we can immediately drop all those errant thoughts, the monkey mind, samsara, just focus on Buddha. The more we do that, the more our mind becomes trained to experience the world in that way, and the less we are filled with stress and anxiety and worry about the vicissitudes of the Saha world. So now he's done all of that. He's talked to the bodhisattvas from beneath the Saha world, you and I, and all future bodhisattvas. We, in our turn, not you and I specifically, but future bodhisattvas, have taken a vow that we're going to do this. And so now, at that time, Shakyamuni Buddha rose from his law seat, manifesting supernatural powers, laid his right hand on the heads of the innumerable bodhisattva mahasattvas, and spoke thus. So obviously, with the innumerable, uncountable zillions and googles of monks at this assembly in the air at Vulture Peak, he lays his hand on all of those heads. Obviously, this is storytelling, yes? But if you could feel the warmth, the connection with Buddha, not Shakyamuni, Buddha, right? That Buddha-ness in our minds is like a warm hand reassuring us. It's a really good analogy if you understand it. I, the human representation of the Tathagata suchness, the embodiment of the Tathagata suchness, for incalculable hundreds of thousands of myriads of kodas of nayuta of kalpas, have practiced this rare law of complete and perfect enlightenment. In other words, the fundamental nature of the cosmos. It's always been here. It's a part of everything. It is the instigating action leading to the realm of forms, which we are. Now I entrust it to you. You and I become the embodiments. We are entrusted with embodying this a priori law. Do you wholeheartedly promulgate this law and make it increase and prosper far and wide as human representations, bodhisattvas of Tathagata suchness, of this universal truth? It's quite a vow. In like manner, three times he laid his hands upon the heads of the bodhisattva mahasattvas and spoke thus. I, for incalculable hundreds of thousands of myriads of kodas of nayutas of kalpas, have practiced this rare law of complete and perfect enlightenment. Now I entrust it to you. Do you receive and keep, read and recite, and proclaim this law abroad, that all living beings universally may hear and know about it? For what reason? The Tathagata is most benevolent and compassionate, not mean and stingy, and is able fearlessly to give the Buddha wisdom, experience of the Dharma, or Tathagata suchness, the Tathagata wisdom, and the self-existent existent wisdom to all living beings. The Tathagata is the great Lord of giving to all living beings. Yeah, it's the engine of life. Do you also follow and learn the Tathagata's example, not being mean and stingy? Having heard this law, having known how to experience this law, you don't keep it from people just like some kind of a, right? That would be a lower realm. That would be the world of anger. In other words, make this obvious to everyone you encounter. That doesn't mean, you know, hogtie them and force them to listen. But comport yourself as constantly with the dignity and respect of a representative of Tathagata. And any who would show any interest, you gracefully, dignifiedly, with dignity. For yourself, for the law, for them, because they are in whatever level of curiosity or ignorance they are. They are potential Buddha. So cater to that Buddha, not to your judgment, right? If good sons or good daughters in ages to come accept in the Tathagata wisdom, do you proclaim this Law Flower Dharma Sutra to them that they may hear and know it in order that they may obtain the Buddha wisdom? If there be living beings who do not accept it, do you show, teach, benefit, and rejoice with them and the other through tactful, profound laws of the Tathagata? Right? They may listen to you, they may be curious, but they're not ready to, yeah, maybe I'll chant with you someday, you know, but, you know, that's cool, you do you. Okay, but that doesn't mean shut down, never talk to them again, they're evil, right? That's just where they are. So that means you need to continue to be the exemplar, like Nichiren. And what? Because they'll be watching. You may not know it, but they'll be watching. Their friends will be watching. At some point, they will come to you. Or someone else, they will dive into this path at some point. You are always representing Tathagata suchness. Yeah? The only way you can do that is by keeping your Buddha mind awake, present. If you are able thus to act, then you will have repaid the grace of the Buddhas. Not that you owe them anything. The point in this language is to say you will have achieved the dignity of Tathagata. You will deserve all the merit of your Buddha-ness. Thereupon, all the Bodhisattva Mahasattvas, having heard the Buddha give this address, were all filled with great joy and paid him added reverence, bowing themselves, bending their heads, and with folded hands saluting the Buddha, crying with united voice, "We will do all as the world-honored one has commanded. Yes, world-honored one, have no anxiety." It's kind of ironic that we would say that. He's achieved Buddha. Of course he has no anxiety, but his compassion certainly needs to be satisfied, right? You could look at it in that way. Three times in such manner did the hosts of Bodhisattva Mahasattvas cry out with united voice, "We will do all as the world-honored one has commanded. Yes, world-honored one, have no anxiety." Thereupon Shakyamuni Buddha caused all the emanated Buddhas who had come from all directions, each to return to his own land. Remember when he called forth all of the Buddhas? Well, they're not little floating fat men on lotus flowers. They're consciousnesses. This is all of mankind, all of sentient minds. And he says, thereupon Shakyamuni Buddha caused all the eminent Buddhas, peace be unto you. Let the stupa of the Buddha abundant treasures be restored as before. So this is the end of the ceremony in the air. This is the closing of the actual teaching of the lotus. Right? As these words were spoken, the innumerable emanated Buddhas from all directions who were seated on lion thrones under the jeweled trees, as well as the Buddha abundant treasures, the host of infinite asamkhayas of bodhisattvas, eminent conduct and others, the leaders of the bodhisattvas from beneath the Saha world, also the four groups of hearers, right? The bhikshus, the bhikshunis, the upasakas, the upasikas, Shariputra and the others, and all the worlds, universal realms of influence, men, asuras, and so on, hearing the teaching of the Buddha, rejoiced greatly. And here we read the bequeathing of the Law Flower Lotus Sutra teaching, vows offered and accepted by all future bodhisattvas to be manifested into the latter age of propagation. You and I today, all people today. And that's it. That's the whole 22nd chapter. It's just a closing of the ceremony in the sky. The way that we chant while we close our butsudan, extinguish our candles, turn off the lights, and bow and chant Sancho in gratitude. And then we go back into Samsara, or the Saha world. Hopefully not Samsara. Although it shows itself pretty quickly, doesn't it? So there you have it. Now we'll go into chapter 23. It'll be the history of Bodhisattva Medicine King. And so we'll start to see how, at this point, now that the ceremony in the air is complete, everything's going to be about attitude and intent. Now that you know all of this, now that you've been taught, enlightenment is immediate. This is the sutra which you use in order to accomplish that. Let go of all the previous ideas you had about this practice. This is the way to practice. This is how to be a lotus bodhisattva, to completely, perfectly know Tathagatanas, your Buddha mind. Now, how do you course in the world? How do you exist with others in the day-to-day Saha world without reverting to samsara? How do you keep your mind focused on Buddha, single-minded Buddha? How do you do that? So now we're going to have stories about mindsets, attitude, intent. Reminder, they're stories, they're fables, they're expedient devices. They're not actual account of actual people. Still, this continues to be confused right on into China, and even to this day, with monks doing incredibly insane things, thinking that they are living out one of these stories without realizing that they're not literal, that they're about the mind, they're about attitude, intent. In the mind, you can do exceptional things and you can do exceptionally stupid things. But the consequences are negotiable, right? So the next few chapters are going to be about getting the mind right. What kind of mindsets might you have to, depending on who you are, what kind of mind games you need to play with yourself in order to achieve, accomplish, maintain your vows, your strong connection, your single-minded Buddha-ness. What does it take? For some, it's evident. It takes just a little maintenance, right? This is why we chant day and night. For others, it requires drama. But we're all different. So that's what we're going to proceed with as we read the last few chapters of this amazing Lotus Sutra teaching. Yeah? Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Again, this was a short chapter, but very meaningful, as they all are. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting this effort. This channel, these videos, the podcast, the website's all free because it's meant to help bolster your confidence in your own practice, right? Answer those doubts. Challenge those doubts. Get rid of those doubts. To see clearly, yes, this not just works, it is an act of enlightenment. This is how to do it. It's simple, it's straightforward. It simply needs commitment, assiduousness, stick to itness, stay the course. You will succeed. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo, thank you. The links in the description are all for your benefit to find the free stuff, as well as if you can do more than like and subscribe, buying ebooks and buying print books and mandalas, incredibly beneficial to keep this channel and this, not just the channel, but the whole resource going. Patrons. Donations through Patreon, through direct to PayPal. Some of you sending supplies like these sticky notes that I have greatly enjoyed. Highlighters, that kind of stuff. Candles, incense. All of it helps support this effort. So I'm greatly humbled and grateful for your support. But number one amongst my concerns and support is that you continue your practice. That's the goal here. That should be the goal for you. So stay healthy. Be careful with your life. It's precious. Just keep your practice strong. Make comments. Send me emails if you're struggling. I'll find some way to support whatever you're going through. Through the teachings, just like Nichiren, yes? Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. I will see you in the next one. Bye for now.